pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you'll say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says, yeah, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you, and when he hears you speak and he says, how does it feel to such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Contacts among the lumberjacks to get you the facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect in any way. They already expect you to just give a check to tax deductible charity organization. All the professors, and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels, and then he crosses himself, and then he clicks his you, how does it feel? He says, here's your throat back, thanks for the loan. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Ha! Do you, Mr. Jones? And he's shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does
ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones, because something is happening here and you don't know what it is. What it is, do you?